We talk a lot about high school athletics. There's always issues dealing with high school sports here in South Dakota. We always like to compare what's going on with the neighbors. And right to our east, the state of Minnesota, they've been dealing with some issues dealing with high school football. And joining us on the fan line, he is with the Minnesota State High School League. Let me get this right. The Minnesota State High School League Association. John Malaya joins us. Hey, John, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
Hey, it's great. It's great to be on there with you guys. It's the Minnesota State High School League.
There's no association after league.
No, we're not. Nobody will associate with us, so that's okay.
That's a good one, John.
I heard you guys mention the Canaries. Let me tell you my favorite Canary story. I worked at the Minneapolis Star Tribune for a long time and covered the St. Paul Saints for a pretty good stretch. I was in Sioux Falls when Isla Borders became the first female professional pitcher in professional baseball, pitching against the Canaries.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, but that was really fun hanging out there that weekend. And
I remember that too, John. Of course, Isla got the win too.
She did. And I remember this group of, for some odd reason, Japanese reporters following her. And she's from California, which I don't think is in Japan, but it was really fun. So.
Right off the top of my head, I think we got like 182 school districts in South Dakota, and we have, maybe 20 sanctioned tournaments and stuff that the South Dakota Activities Association is under. How about Minnesota? What have you got for members, and how many sanctioned tournaments do you guys have in Minnesota?
You know, we've got about roughly 500 schools, and we're in the 30s of state tournaments that the high school league runs, and that includes fine arts and, you know, this year, a new one, which we're going to have our first tournament next week, is a clay target shooting, basically trap shooting. That's now a sanctioned sport here, and it's been going on for years. And the group that's been doing that came to the high school league a year or so ago, and they're still going to run it. It's called the Minnesota State High School Clay Target League, I think. And it's amazing the number of kids from around the state, you know, and it's not just the rural schools. It's suburban, big, giant suburban high schools in the Twin Cities that have had these trap shooting teams for years.
It's amazing, John.
That's a new one. That's the one that really, I thought we'd have, you know, ice fishing as a high school sport or something like that. But that's the new one. That'll be interesting. That's the first state tournament under our umbrella in trap shooting is next week.
It's amazing, John, how diversified some of these events can get as, you know, as we get a little more progressive, you start thinking about anything starts to pick up some steam. And I mean, what kind of procedure is there for an event to go from non-sanctioned to sanctioned with the state high school league?
Well, it's a lot simpler if it's an event that's already going on and is run professionally, like clay target shooting. You know, robotics is another one we added. That was happening already. We don't run it. We just kind of the sponsoring partner. But it's a pretty lengthy process. You know, you've got to put together a proposal. I hear from things like ultimate frisbee, you know, cross-country bicycle racing, all kinds of things. I hear get emails or a tweet from somebody once in a while. But you've got to be pretty highly organized. There's a minimum number of schools that have to be involved already, like on a club basis. We did this with lacrosse, boys and girls lacrosse, a few years ago. They were already, you know, basically club teams, and they had to reach a certain minimum of schools. I don't know if it's 48 or 64 or something like that. Then you can put together a proposal, bring it to the State High School League Board of Directors, and, and it doesn't happen quickly. It's a pretty involved process.
Yeah, I think we need 20 schools in South Dakota to sanction a sport, and of course, we're just growing soccer right now, but I really don't see us adding many more here down the road in South Dakota. Of course, we're challenged a little bit geographically, and certainly we have a lot smaller population than Minnesota. But I'm curious about your district football. Give us what is happening with high school football in the state of Minnesota with all these districts you guys have formed?
Yeah, this became official on Monday when the board of directors met. And this has been a problem for, you know, a long time, decades probably. It's the regular season in high school football in Minnesota is 8 games. And more schools were having trouble finding 8 games. You know, you're in a conference that doesn't have enough teams or whatever the issue may be. And there are 5, you know, mega high schools in the suburbs here: Eden Prairie, Edina, Minnetonka, Wayzata, and Hopkins. they've been in a five-team conference for a few years now, and they every year one or two of those teams goes to Michigan or Wisconsin. Eden Prairie went to Winnipeg a couple of years ago. They're going to play another game at Winnipeg this coming fall just to try to fill that schedule. Some teams have only played seven regular season games. They couldn't find an eighth one. And even small schools around the state, this has been an issue. The number that popped up for me was we took a survey maybe 6 months ago, and 40% of the schools in Minnesota reporting having issues filling their football schedules at some point over the last 20 years.
What was the reason why they couldn't fill out their schedule?
Well, in some cases, they're really good at football and teams don't want to play them. In some cases, it's just, you know, a lot of schools were locked into their conference schedules already and didn't have any openings. And a big part of it is now a lot of the surrounding states, no schools from Iowa are available to play Minnesota teams. Their schedules are locked, and they've kind of done what we just did this week. Wisconsin, the same thing. Nobody has openings to play a team for Minnesota. And it seemed to be getting worse and worse. So, And there have been several things that have been tried. We added 0 week a few years ago, which gives teams the option of playing the football opener a week earlier than everybody else. That's been a Band-Aid, but not a real fix.
Sure. So what is the fix? What have you guys decided that's going to hopefully get everybody their eight games in?
Well, a committee was put together. I think it's 10 people, you know, football coaches and ADs from around the state. I think they held five or six meetings over the course of 6 months. So the new concept is called district football scheduling. Every football team in the state, from nine man up to the big powerhouses in the metro, they've all been put into districts. There's 18 districts in the state. The smallest is 12 schools. The biggest is 28 schools. And it's going to be left up to each district to create football schedules for every team in that district. And after I saw the paperwork on this, it was quite an undertaking. And at this point, once the high school league has approved this, which the board did Monday, now it's up to each district. They can split into divisions, which I'm sure a lot of them will do. And that's entirely up to the schools in each district. You know, they'll decide who's going to be their scheduling coordinator, whatever title they want to use. And they, you know, in some of these districts, the range of schools and size is pretty large. So the smallest schools won't have to play the biggest schools. They're all going to kind of work within their group to make sure everybody has eight games. It doesn't have any impact on our postseason. It just changes the regular season. It does not take effect this fall. It will be 2015 when it starts. So we've plugged this hole for good. We'll know more in a couple of years. But the response I've seen has been about 80-20 in favor of this thing.
It will affect South Dakota a little bit because I know that Harrisburg and West Central in the past, they've played like Pipestone or a Laverne. So those matchups will go away, I would assume.
Yeah, I think so. There was one special case, so Wahpeton, North Dakota, and Breckenridge, Minnesota. You know, they're right across the creek from each other. They're still going to be able to play. They've been playing each other since 1920. So that one, I know in that district, there was a little note there. There's going to be some flexibility so they can keep that rivalry going. But otherwise, I think a lot of those games across state lines might be a little tougher now.
Well, you know, we have seven classes of football in South Dakota. You've heard that story.
I don't know if I did.
Well, you know, we have. John is being kind here this afternoon. You know, we have way too many classes, but I'm sure you guys are always dealing with enrollments and trying to make sure that everyone gets as fair a chance as possible to compete with somebody else their size.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. You know, this isn't the NFL or the NBA. It's high school sports. We also have seven classes. We have one for nine man and then six others. And to me, it's you know, it's not fair if some kids only get seven games, but you know, 80% of the kids around the state get eight. And it's not all about winning; it's about the experience. And that's really what I think everybody with the high school league is about, just making sure we're here to provide the experience for everybody. I'm okay with a lot of classes in football. We have four classes for boys and girls basketball. If somebody came to me and said, we're going to go down to three, I'd be okay with that. If they said we're going to five, I'd say you're crazy. Four is 20. You know, in track and tennis, which is going on this week, we have two classes. Softball has three. All of that's going to go to four next year. I'm sure baseball will go from three to four. So we have, you know, we have a lot of differences in classes depending on the sport. You know, 7 in football,
yep.
3 in wrestling, 2 in track. It really runs the gamut.
Hey, real quick, I know 8 games for high school football for everybody. Of those schools, how many will make the playoffs when it comes?
That's another quirky thing about Minnesota football. Basically, everybody goes to the playoffs. And I'm an Iowa native. I also lived in Arizona when I got to Minnesota, you know, 23, 24 years ago, and somebody was telling me this, that every football team goes to the playoffs. I thought they were making it up. I've never heard of such a thing. And to me, it's still not optimal. Our playoffs, you know, you probably have to win, in some cases, 6 games, maybe some of the smaller schools, maybe 7 games in the playoffs to win a state championship. So the playoffs here are pretty long. We jam them together. The first round is you play 2 games in 10 days, and then it's pretty much every week.
But, sure.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that's the best way to go. But that's the way it's been here forever since they started the playoffs shortly after that. And the coaches like that. If you go 0-8, you know, you're still going to get a playoff game, although if you're 0-8, you're going to be the bottom seed in your section tournament, and you're going to play a team that's probably 8-0 or 7-1. There are some real, real ugly beatings in those first round section tournament games, but that's the way we've got it constructed right now, and I don't see that changing.
He's John Millay. He's with the Minnesota State High School League. It's always fun, John, to talk to you regarding what happens across the border. Sometimes we get caught up in our own state on our own problems, but it's kind of fun. Well, not fun. It is interesting to see what some of the challenges are in other states. And I think you guys have thought outside the box a little bit on this district football. It would never work in South Dakota, but I think it might work in Minnesota.
Yeah, we're hopeful. It's kind of a, I don't know if it's a Hail Mary pass, but something had to be done. There were just too many schools wrestling with this thing. And I've talked to some coaches and athletic directors who basically said, hey, just give us a schedule. We'll go anywhere. We'll play anybody. We'll get on the bus. We'll be there when they blow the whistle. But please just make sure we have a full schedule. And hopefully that's what will be the result here.
Hey, John, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it. We'll get you back on again, and we'll talk more high school stuff down the road.
Sounds fantastic, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
John Millay, Minnesota State High School League, joining us on the Fan Line.